The History of Classical Music by Richard Fawkes. The Early, Medieval, and the Renaissance Periods. The sound of Gregorian chant, the oldest music we have in the Western world. There was music long before, of course. The walls of Jericho were brought down by trumpets, Orpheus played the lyre, and the Romans used the organ to provide suitable background music while Christians were fed to the lions. But exactly what that music was, we don't know. It was not until music was first written down in about the year 600 that we begin to have any idea of what it sounded like. And even then, there's some dispute. Early notation, in the form of signs or neumes, written above the words, simply tells us whether one note was pitched higher or lower than its preceding note. They were reminders to singers who already knew the tune. We have no idea of relative values, of pitch, of time, of key. Indeed, there were not then the major or minor keys as we understand them. Instead, in those early days, there were modes, the most famous of which is probably the Phrygian mode. The idea of using lines, the lines of the stave in the form of a ladder, was certainly in use by the middle of the 9th century, but with one line representing one pitch, rather than as now every other.